Hello, this is Lonnie Dupree with the Pericentennial Expedition. It is day 53. Let's see, what do I got to report today? Well, let's see, one small step for mankind, one giant leap to the grocery store. We made it to the pole. Made it to the pole at 9:22 a.m. Chicago time, and we are very relieved we don't have to drag our sleds tomorrow. We figured out that from Ellesmere Island to the pole, as the crow flies, it's about 485 statute miles, but we had actually traveled to get here due to drift and deviation around ice blocks and around leads and stuff that we traveled 650 statute miles to get here. And that's primarily because the drift in the latter days started dragging us back at 8 miles per day. It's been a tough trip. We've even though we've consumed 8,000 to 9,000 calories a day, each one of us lost about 1.25 pounds every 2 days. Yeah, the trip all started at Ellesmere Island on March 4th. Temperatures were -55 degrees Fahrenheit. And in those early days, we were only doing 1 to 2 miles per day, 3 miles per day. And then in the latter part of the expedition, we ended up doing 12 to 14-hour days, which produced our best mileage, of course, and our best mileage was 15.4 miles. We navigated on the expedition primarily with the sun, solar navigation, using our watches, and then I use my Rolex Explorer 2 watch that I've used on my past North Pole expedition in the summer, and because it's got a 24-hour hand, which keeps track of the sun and where we need to be going. And so anyways, we're here, we're excited, we're excited. We just can sleep and lounge around for a little bit until our plane or our chopper comes and picks us up. We expect to get a chopper, a Russian helicopter coming in here in about 15 hours' time, at which time we'll board that to a Russian ice station called Borneo, and then take a Antonov aircraft to Spitsbergen Islands on that same day. So things are good in our department. We're going to do a couple more podcasts. But that's the end of this one, and check back for more later. All right. Bye-bye.